Enbridge plans to buy new cleanup tools in case there's an oil spill in the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Officials with Enbridge say they'll spend $7 million over the next 2 years to buy the new equipment. Full disclosure here, Enbridge is a financial supporter of this station. Mark Brush has more on what the company plans to do.
Company officials say they'll buy things like high-speed oil skimmers and systems that can get at oil in icy conditions. Stephen Lloyd is a senior manager of emergency response with Enbridge. He says the company is making the investment to change the way they might approach an oil spill in the Straits of Mackinac if one were to happen.
We really tried to look at it through a different lens of open water response as opposed to waiting for oil to come to you on the shoreline and pick it up.
Lloyd said the new equipment is going beyond what federal regulations call for. Critics say this shows federal regulations are not strong enough. The National Wildlife Federation has sued the federal agency in charge of pipeline oversight. It says the government isn't doing enough to protect areas like the Straits of Mackinac from an oil spill. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
This is the Environment Report. We officially have 103 state parks in Michigan now. The new park is called Watkins Lake State Park and County Preserve. It's more than 1,100 acres in Jackson and Washtenaw counties. The state just closed on its part of the land last week. Washtenaw County bought the rest of the land, and the park will be managed by both. Ron Olson is chief of Parks and Recreation for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. He says it's a unique property for southern Michigan.
To have woods and waters and open prairie lands and things like that are fairly unique that are contiguous with each other, because most lakes, for example, are surrounded by privately owned dwellings and things like that.
I got a chance to take a hike on the county side this winter.
So what we're walking now, it's an abandoned rail line.
That's Coy Vaughn. He's deputy director of Washtenaw County Parks. This old rail line runs 4.5 miles across the property.
As you can see, it's would be pretty easy to convert this into a multi-use trail system.
He says the park will be designed for a lot of different activities, things like hiking, horseback riding, mountain biking, and hunting. But he says most of the county side will be managed as a nature preserve.
There's an endangered Indiana brown bat, the Massasauga Michigan rattlesnake, and a number of other migratory birds. The Watkins Lake is a prime birding area.
This land purchase has been in the works on and off for decades. The Legacy Land Conservancy got the ball rolling years ago. Susan Lackey is the group's executive director. She says one day she drove by here and saw a for sale sign.
And I said, oh, we have to do something about this. And we contacted the realtor and then started contacting our partners and going, is this as important to you as it is to us? And everybody said yes.
Lackey says it's unusual to be able to buy parcels this big in southern Michigan these days.
So when you have an opportunity like this where the price is right, the family's willing, and you have a big chunk of land, it's unspeakably important.
She says not only is this area beautiful with rolling hills, a lake, lots of wildlife, there's history here too. She shows me one spot along the old rail corridor.
This was one of the few places where the Underground Railroad was actually an overground railroad, where escaped slaves would actually get on a train here and take the train to Detroit and then connect with Canada, where they were able to be freed.
This park is in its very early stages, so there aren't trails or parking lots yet. But you can get involved with shaping the park's future. The DNR will launch a planning process soon with public meetings. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.